Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me the floor this very last minute of our morning session. So I will be introducing Article 9 on nationality. The state report indicates that the Saudi nationality law does not distinguish between the two sexes with regard to the acquisition of Saudi Arabian nationality through the normal and/or exceptional channels. But still, we should take a look at the details. As of 2018, around 10% of married Saudi women in the country were married to non-Saudi men, which by the law means children born to them are not automatically Saudi nationals. Saudi citizenship grants individuals a wide array of benefits, and that it was mentioned here from the honorable member of the delegation. And it is commendable that, for example, education from the kindergarten through the high school is free both for Saudi nationals and foreign children alike. Thus, such a scheme is applied through the higher education as well. I also wonder if a child born to a Saudi mother and non-Saudi father, which means again the child is not the Saudi national, has access to free health care. In January 2023, Saudi authorities amended Article 8 of the Saudi nationality law, granting the Prime Minister, as an exception, the authority to approve citizenship to children of Saudi mothers and non-Saudi fathers. Just to understand the way the amendment might have improved the situation, could you please provide data on how many children born to Saudi mothers and foreign fathers have been granted the Saudi nationality for the last 12 months. The general question would be, if the state party intend to amend its nationality law so as to grant Saudi women equal rights with men with regards to passing their citizenship to their children and foreign spouses. Regarding the birth registration, through a legal reform in 2019, mothers in Saudi Arabia have been given the right to register children's births through the Minister of Health. However, foreign mothers of Saudi children do not have the right to register birth or to obtain documents for their children. Can you please comment on this legal exception and what is the rationale for this exception? Saudi Arabia is among the countries with one of the largest stateless populations in the world, with estimates ranging between 7,000 and three times more of stateless persons. This group mainly consists of descendants of nomadic tribes, the Bedouins, who failed to register Saudi nationality in the past and are now considered illegal residents by the Saudi and not eligible for the citizenship. What measure the government currently is developing to advance the situation of the Bedouins, including by facilitating their naturalization and improving their legal protection and access to services? Thank you.